I mean, you know, what was he thinking? I don't know. Maybe he figured, well, they already stoned me. What else can they do? I mean, you know, can't get much worse than that. Maybe he was thinking, you know, they really got excited when that lame guy got up and walked. What are they going to think when this dead guy gets up and starts walking around? This is really going to rock their world. We'll never be able to stop him from sacrificing now. I guess he did rock their world. Then again, you know, then again, maybe, yeah, they rocked his world. I guess he figured this was fair play. Or maybe, you know, you'll notice it says here the disciples gathered around him. Maybe he just wanted to encourage them because, you know what, they are going to have to go back into the city no matter what, even if he lays there dead. And so when the Lord raised him up, maybe he wanted them to be encouraged and see what an awesome God they serve and see what it means to be bold in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was going to have to leave. In fact, the next verse says, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And so leaving them there, I think he just wanted to show them what it means to be a bold Christian in the Lord. That you, when you meet resistance, you go on with persistence. And I'll bet you when he walked back into that city, those disciples were like, oh yeah, you go, Paul, that's our man. Yeah, and I'll bet that encouraged them to follow his example, don't you? Don't you think that after that, they could go back in the city and say, man, we ain't going nowhere, Jack. We're here for the Lord. We're going to take the kingdom by force. Praise God. And so, as it says in verse 20, the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe, and we'll see in a moment that he began preaching there as well and making many disciples. He was persistent. He kept on going. They stoned him and left him for dead. He gets up and starts preaching all over again. That is persistence. Now, you and I may never actually suffer physical violence for the gospel. We may. I don't know. But we may not. But whether we do or we don't, sometimes we meet with resistance that virtually knocks us off of our feet. Sometimes our world gets rocked a little bit. And the unexpected happens, and we're in the dust, literally. We're literally knocked off our feet because of the blow, because of the power of the resistance that came against us. And then we're faced, at that point, you are faced with a choice. You got two things. Number one, you can lay there in the dirt and have a pity party and wonder why God allowed it to happen. And I don't mean that demeaning, but you know, I mean, that's one choice. Just feel all sorry for ourselves and say, that's it. Or number two, you can get up, dust yourself off, and get right back in the battle. And I want to say today, and I don't say this to be mean, but just as a way, by way of observation, there's a lot of wounded Christians out there. There are tons of wounded Christians out there that are still laying in the dirt, laying in the dust, wallowing there, and feeling sorry for themselves. And please don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to demean them. But you encounter it constantly. People who have given up. I got wounded. I got mistreated. And so I'm just not going to expose myself to that anymore. I'm going to find myself a nice, safe rock to crawl under. And I'm just going to lay here in the dirt so it never happens again. And there are multitudes of wounded Christians out there who had a bad experience here or a bad experience there, or this person hurt their feelings, or that person said this or did the other thing. And they get knocked down by the devil. They meet with resistance and they're knocked down and they're afraid to try again. And God has so much. God has so much He wants to do with them. He has so many good things that He wants them to taste and enjoy and experience. Our God is faithful. And He has a plan laid out for us, works prepared beforehand from the foundation of the world. And if they will just rise up and dust themselves off and put their trust in Christ, and then say in the words of the prophet Micah, rejoice not, do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will rise. That passage has given me such encouragement over the years that I've been walking with Christ. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will rise. I will rise. By the grace of God, I will rise. By His mercy and His strength, I will rise. Yeah, I was hurting. Yeah, I was down. I got the wind knocked out of me and I was covered with dust and dirt. But by the grace of God, He has lifted me up. He has dusted me off. And by His power, I am going to go forth again. And I am going to keep going on until I step through the doors of glory. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I love that. I don't know about you, man. That stirs my heart. Praise God. So number one, we've said this in summary. Number one, if you're flat out rejected, it's okay to simply move on. You know, shake off the dust. You don't have to beat them over the head. Grab them by the collar. Don't you understand? Say, okay. God might bring them around again. If number one, if you're rejected, it's okay to simply move on. Number two, if you're threatened with violence, you might have to move to a safer place. It's okay. And number three, if you're knocked down, you might have to get back up again and dust yourself off and go back into the city. But in all of these things, Paul and Barnabas remained persistent. And God calls us to remain persistent. In all of these things, they never gave up. They never quit. They never just got scared. They never got discouraged. They never threw in the towel. And then this passage closes with probably the most amazing couple of verses of the whole section in Acts 14:20. It says, "And the next day, he departed with Barnabas to Derbe, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch." Where are those places? That's the places they just left. That's the places they fled. That's the places they were thrown out of. That's the places that they were left for dead in. So they move on to Derbe, they preach the gospel, they win many disciples to the Lord, and then they return to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, "We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God." So when they'd appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. They went back. Is that persistence? Is that persistence? That's persistence. Yeah, they might have got thrown out of the place the first time. They might have had to flee the second time. They might have got stoned and left for dead the third time. And they might have had to move on for a season. Yet they came back. They persisted, they endured to the end, and they strengthened the disciples and made sure those churches were grounded in the Lord. Does that challenge you? I don't know what kind of resistance you guys have met in your individual lives. I don't know whether you were simply flat out rejected. Maybe you were threatened. Maybe somebody actually took action against you and did or said or whatever. And I don't know if you've gotten discouraged about that before and just talked yourself out of whatever God is calling you to do in your life, the calling you know He has on your life. So I don't know if this is speaking to you today, this morning, to any disappointment or discouragement you might be having or might have had in the past. I don't know if you hear the Holy Spirit this morning calling you to persevere, to persist, to press in, to continue on in Christ with all the fervor and all the passion and all the fire that you've ever had in your life. But if the Spirit is speaking to your heart today, maybe you need to do business with God and say, "God, man, raise me up. Raise me up, man. I was down. Yeah, my head was spinning. I got a little dusty, but I'm ready to go back in the fight, man. Raise me up. Send me. Send me, Lord. Here I am. Amen. Praise God. In fact, let's go ahead. Tom, if you want to bring the music ministry up here. I hope that this song, the words of this song, are your prayer to the Lord today. Whatever you may have encountered in the past, I hope He gives you a fresh vision of what He wants to do in your life. I hope He gives you just a captivating vision of what He has literally called you to, what He has formed you for, what He has gifted you and designed you for. Don't you know that God has a purpose for your life? He made you who you are for the very purpose that He has called you to fulfill. He didn't do that so He could use somebody else. He designed you for His plan for your life. And if you've met with resistance and you've gotten discouraged, I pray that this would be your heart's cry to the Lord today. Lord, send me. I'm ready. Dust me off and pick me up. I'm ready to go, God. I want what You have for me. Make me bold in Jesus Christ.